It's Deck Days at Lowe's, and the savings are stacked. Right now, pros get 15% off all in-stock composite decking from top brands like Trex, TimberTech, and Deckorators. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt tool. The deck's stacked in your favor with brands pros trust. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
See, I told you, Dell.
Tell me anything.
Oh, look, more old golf.
Like I said, was on.
It's going to turn over. They're going to put it on. Just because we're watching the Open Championship now from like 2000 doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. Maybe it was 2006. I don't know. But here's the deal: is it's look at Tiger's up. He's 15 under. Ernie Els is only 12. That was from a long time ago. Look at his pants. You see that? How baggy his pants are. What that was one of the things that struck me most about the Michael Jordan documentary. Was the clothes.
God, so bad.
It was,
but you know what? If you go back and see old, like my wife will have, she records 90210 and, Friends, right? It's all the same time frame. 90210 was big. I mean, early 90s, but into the mid 90s.
With mullets and.
And mid 90s as Friends started into up. I'm seeing her, those characters like big ass boxy suits.
Yeah.
That was the thing, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
But now Jordan continues to do it.
Well, no. Well, Jordan, yeah. Jordan's jackets were down to his
knees.
They
were huge. The pants were huge.
Yes. That was the thing then. So, I mean, that was totally sweet. Tiger was right there with him. Nothing so stylish like Tiger, like golf, period. Right? I mean, can this guy, can Tim Brown, major league columnist, empty ballparks in the Astros, are major league's newly appointed villains still feeling the scorn? Are they getting enough hate, everybody? Can we make sure that the Astros get plenty of hate, please? Make sure that, I mean, they're not going to have to hear trash cans. And they would trust, they were already, right, in the spring.
Yeah, a guy was beating on a trash can.
We're beating on the trash can. Perfect. Who cares? Now, I contend that it would have gotten old. It would have been. Now, it also could have created an us against the world mentality, which I think it is. Didn't it? What was the shirt that was Altuve wearing? Who was it wearing it the other day?
I didn't see it.
It said, yeah. Astros versus everybody versus everyone. And you know what? That's what something that we're going to have to live with. But when you're in the on deck circle and there's constant berating 81 games a year that you're on the road, that it's just constant. It probably would have worn on them.
It was Lance McCullers. The shirt was H-Town versus everyone.
H-Town versus everyone. Lance McCullers. Right. So it would have, I mean, it really would have. Maybe, you know what? This is, but they're still going to catch it when it's over. I mean, next year when there's fans out there, or this year if there's fans going to be back in there, it's still going
to
be.
Everyone's going to try to get their pound of flesh, but I think the issues with the country overall and distance of time or time elapsing will make it less. I mean, you first time you go in the Yankee Stadium with fans, you'll catch it, but you'll catch it anyway when you're the opposing team.
Yeah.
I mean, will it be that much worse in Yankee Stadium? I'm sure they were very polite before.
Oh, it will be worse in Yankee Stadium for the Astros than any other team.
No, I'm not saying than any other team, but I'm sure their trips to Yankee Stadium aren't pleasant anyway.
Right.
It'll just be, amp it up a little bit, and okay, this is what we deal with anyway with you guys. You guys are always a-holes.
Right. Oh, didn't I tell you? Look who's on. Oh, yeah, Tiger.
Yeah. Look at that.
13th hole.
One shot per shot. We get to watch him
take a shot. They're showing all the shots. Oh, look, he just missed a putt on 13.
No one cares.
He was 2 under.
No one who's doing a show with you cares, and no one out there really cares.
No, everyone cares.
They don't.
Everyone wants to know how Tiger did today.
Not on Friday morning, they don't.
Look, my God, 17. He missed the green. Gosh, that's terrible. You notice they only show him ever. Ever. That's the only one they ever show.
I would never notice because I'm never watching.
He's one over heading to, through nine.
Yeah, what a great performance by a legend.
It's his first tournament back.
And he sucks. Big deal. Oh, we've seen that before. We've seen Tiger be trash-like in a tournament. It's not new.
I didn't take John Rahm this week, did you, in your fantasy league?
I don't play fantasy golf. I don't play fantasy sports. That's very childlike.
No, it's not childlike.
Yes, it is.
It's cash.
It's still childlike.
It means money, brother.
Children play for cash, too. That's still childlike.
No. It means money, brother.
I'm not your brother. I know what it means.
Yes. Oh, my God. You don't have NBC Sports Gold? $65 per year can watch on your phone, laptop, etc. I do not miss any golf, says D. D, $65 a year? I'm sorry. I don't have that big bag. Okay. Look at money bags over there. Going $65 a year. $65 a year for NBC Sports Gold? Well, what if it's on CBS, D? Then what? And which is most of the time. D, just throwing cash around. I guess D's money bags. D's money bags. That's what it is.
You want to say something else with D's after it? Is that what you're intimating?
No. I didn't say anything about D's.
You kept stretching D's out like you wanted something else to say.
Yeah. I just want you to call me Dark Meat. That's all. That's what Jackie said. And you won't do that.
There are so many things I would do I wouldn't do that Jackie would tell me to do. Jackie's the last one of the last people I would ever listen to as far as do this. I know where he lives. I'm not listening to him.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. I'm excited about baseball. I'm not excited about Yordan not being there. I'm not excited about Urquidy not being there. I'm excited about baseball. If they both have the Roni, hopefully it's not something that's debilitating for Yordan because dude needs his strength, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully it's something that is, you know, that he's asymptomatic and he just tested or whatever. If he tested positive, which in fact they have not said, but they put him on the injured list. If it was an injury, they would have told us, right? What the injury was.
That is why all this subterfuge about why guys aren't on the injured list or are on the injured list seems kind of silly. Because right. If you're not going to put he has an abductor issue, then we can kind of guess what he actually is going through.
Right. They've already said, what is it, the shoulder for Pruitt or the elbow? They're announcing what the problems are for guys. But anybody who tested positive, it's a personal issue or whatever. Well, or whomever. So in Joe Smith's case, we don't know that Joe Smith has. I think he's just opting out, right?
Yeah, I didn't hear or see anything about what he has. Maybe it's a fear of getting it, and maybe he has some concerns at home.
Right.
I don't know if there's a condition with him or his significant other, Ali LaForce, or I don't know, or family that he comes in contact with. But we just know Joe Smith won't be around for the Astros.
Right.
Which hurts.
Complete list of players who are opting out. Mike Lake, Ryan Zimmerman, Ian Desmond. That's kind of a big loss for them, although they're not doing anything. David Price, you think that's a hit?
Yeah, he was. Now, Mookie Betts was the impetus for the trade, but they also got David Price to go along with them. Would be part of a really good rotation. And I wonder. I know I saw a headline where some players are interested in maybe being able to opt in later on. I guess if that has to do with success of the team or maybe potentially protocols in place that make them feel safe. I don't know if David Price fits that, but that's going to hurt the Dodgers. I mean, he was, what, the number two guy in that rotation?
Yeah. Well.
Two or three?
Yeah, two or three. That's a deep rotation now. Tyson Ross, Felix Hernandez, Nick Markakis for the Braves. That's a big loss. Buster Posey, but they're terrible. Michael Kopech for the White Sox. They're thought that this guy can throw up 1,000 miles an hour. And Jordan Hicks, the closer for the Cardinals. So Joe Smith, if you're going to lose him versus a Jordan Hicks or a Michael Kopech or, you know, whatever, that's not a bad loss. That's not a bad trade-off.
I saw that Jordan Hicks had an arm issue other than COVID as well. So it may be something more than simply opting out. And then we didn't mention the Braves. Freddie Freeman, how well will he recover from his issues? Is it Freeman? Who's the guy who?
Yeah.
He's not opting out, but he's still recovering from what he went through.
Probably the best first baseman in baseball.
So that's another guy who plans on playing, but
right.
how good will he be coming off?
Well, and that's what my worry about Yordan. If Yordan is in fact sick like Christina, or is sick like, you know, my wife who had a sinus headache, you know? I mean, there's a huge difference in these things, and we'll see whether or not you know, dude is coming back strong, because guess what? He's got to be strong. Yordan, we need all Yordan's strength.
And it looks like Freddie Freeman is unlikely for opening day. Mm-hmm. Still recovering, and he talks about the protocols needing multiple negative tests, but he's just said it's been a thing that's affected his whole body. So the virus itself is hitting him pretty hard, so you're probably not going to see him for a little bit to start the Braves season.
D says, the network programming doesn't start till the damn afternoon, John. You know this. NBC Sports Gold has every tournament from like 6 a.m. until the network programming starts. Ding dong. $65. D's nuts.
Damn, he called you a ding dong.
She.
Oh,
D is a she.
D is just dunking all over you.
Yep.
Not only aren't you a real golf fan because you ain't got the package, you also don't even know when golf is on. Shout out to D.
D, every tournament, D, really?
Before network programming, that's what she's saying.
From like 6 a.m. until the network programming starts. Ding, she called me ding dong.
Well, maybe you deserve it because you attacked her.
So what are the Astros going to do about Yuli Gurriel and his possible replacement on the injured list? I don't know what they're going to do about Yuli Gurriel. Yuli is sought to be... Now, who was it said? Yuli is...
Just some list of potential players. You don't have to give it too much credence, but he made a list of players who look to be probably regressing.
Yes. And Yuli wants to come back after next year, so he says.
How much is Yuli worth on the open market? What would the Astros be bidding against?
Yuli, well, he averaged 10 a year, right?
And he will be 36 by the time next season starts.
Where is a possible replacement for Yuli? Why a possible replacement for Yuli Gurriel?
Yuli will be active and ready to go. Is he talking about next season?
I guess he's talking about.
Or if he gets injured this year?
I guess. I don't know. So what are the Astros going to do about Yuli Gurriel with possible replacement? On the injured
with
list.
His possible replacement, I guess he's talking about Yordan at first base. Is that what he's talking about?
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Could you clarify, Tom downtown? So we'll try to answer. We just don't understand.
Wanted to ask because I need Tiger updates. If you could announce his shots for me, I care. Okay, thank you, David. See that David speaks for everybody.
David's a troll, which I appreciate.
But David speaks for everyone listening to the show that they want to hear every shot what Tiger's doing.
Huh? Were people ringing and saying, "Hey, can we hear more about Tiger in a tournament we don't even care about?"
Yeah. No, that's not a Tiger. No, it's the Memorial. Everybody cares. 10:13 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. When we come back, we'll break down every shot by Tiger.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 949, 713-780-3776. Okay, coaches that have taken a pay cut.
Let me get to the, first of all, it's the, let me go conferences. Conference breakdown of head football and basketball coaches who have taken.
I know one. I know two in the city that have taken.
Okay, these are just Power Five.
Okay,
Big 12, five. And this is a combination of football and basketball for one particular program, right? Because you're not going to ask one coach to take it and one not to take it.
Probably not.
Yeah. So the Big 12 has five who've taken a pay cut, three no pay cut, and two refused to answer, which is probably no pay cut. The ACC has seven pay cut, four no pay cut, four refused to answer. The Big Ten, nine pay cuts.
One didn't?
Three.
Oh, no, there's 12.
Yeah. Well.
That's a dumb name.
14, right? It says three.
Oh, that's right.
No pay cut and two.
Dumb name.
Refuse to answer.
Why aren't they the Big 14?
The Pac-12, eight pay cuts, four no pay cuts. The SEC, three pay cuts, 10 no pay cuts, one refuse to answer.
So that's 11 pay cuts. No pay cuts.
SEC head football and men's basketball coaches that took a pay cut. Want to just guess the school?
SEC.
Yeah. Who are the three schools?
Vanderbilt?
Nope. They might have been a refused answer.
South Carolina.
South Carolina's one. Will Muschamp took 10%. Frank Martin took 10%.
Kentucky.
No. Calipari is not taking any pay cuts.
No.
He's on a very strict no pay cut list. So is Tom Herman, by the way.
Florida.
Nope.
Texas A&M.
Nope.
What? Jimbo did?
Jimbo has not taken a pay cut. Out of your highest rated, just I'll give you these to help you. Highest paid football coaches, Dabo Sweeney, no pay cut. Nick Saban, no pay cut. Jimbo Fisher, no pay cut. Kirby Smart, no pay cut. Gus Malzahn, no pay cut. Tom Herman, Jeff Brohm from Purdue, Dan Mullen from Florida. Have taken a pay cut. Jim Harbaugh from 7.5.
Wait a minute. So Herman and they didn't take a pay cut?
Not so far.
Jim Harbaugh?
Harbaugh and Lincoln Riley have both taken pay cuts. And they would have both been inside the top 10.
So now, just two out of the top 10 have taken pay cuts?
Yep. Missouri is another one. Elijah Drinkwitz and Quanzo Martin.
Took a pay cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart move. And Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin, who just got there, and Kermit Davis both took pay cuts. So those are the three SEC coaches. Sumlin took a pay cut along with Sean Miller. They took theirs in Arizona. Well,
Sean Miller's got to do whatever they say.
I know. And so does Sonny.
Yeah, so does Sonny. They both do.
They have no, like, we'll take a pay cut, please.
Yeah.
I don't want
like
it to be.
They probably went in and said,
excuse me, I don't want 100% pay cut, please.
You're right.
USC, Oregon, Colorado, Stanford.
Of course, USC. Well, and it tells you a little bit about the coaches there that they're, maybe they didn't have the best of seasons. Maybe they're on a little bit thin ice. They're on that thin blue ice.
Ohio State has not taken a pay cut.
Well, no, of course he didn't. He's Ohio State.
But Michigan did.
Well, Tom Jim Izzo Harbaugh did. Doesn't beat Ohio State. He's got to take a pay cut.
Harbaugh did. Tom Izzo did. P.J. Fleck rowing the boat did. Kirk Ferentz did.
Izzo's in the midst after on the allegations. P.J. Fleck just rows the boat. He's going to try and he's going to do
does,
whatever
he goes
can.
Along.
He
does. Goes along to get along. Kirk Ferentz and Fran McCaffrey.
Oh, definitely took a pay cut.
Yeah. Especially now, yeah.
Ferentz, are you kidding me?
Yep, we're on board.
Listen, you don't want me? I will. No. I want to take a pay cut.
Let me
please.
Ask you a question. What do you think of Tom Allen?
I don't think about him at all. Indiana?
Oh, good job. Nice. No.
You didn't know?
Who's the Indiana coach? I don't know. Bob Knight? No, football. Bob Knight? Yeah, Tom Allen and Archie Miller from Indiana took pay cut. Lovie Smith did, along with Brad Underwood. Scott Frost, Nebraska, really needed to take a pay cut.
Oh, no, he had to take a pay cut.
Greg Schiano, you know, really. And then Paul Chryst of Wisconsin, who, you know.
Yeah.
That's the right thing.
Yeah, but he can't.
It's the right thing. I think it's the right thing.
Until he finds somebody that's not a soft-tossing lefty,
to be honest with you,
take a pay cut.
I think it's the right thing for every program.
That quarterback this year was better.
Every program who has a high-dollar coach, I think it's the right thing for all of them to take pay cuts. There's no way any university is doing well, and they won't be doing well with the way schooling is going to be because a lot of kids are going to drop out while they have online learning. They're going to be like, I ain't paying for this college experience. I can promise you that. The Big 12.
Are you kidding? Harvard said everybody's staying home, and we're charging the same.
Here's your Big 12. Bruce Weber, Chris Kleiman from Kansas State, Les Miles and Bill Self from Kansas.
Oh, Les had to.
Yeah, and Bill Self's like, why are you bringing us down, bro?
Well, Bill Self has got a lot of stuff swirling.
Yeah, he's got some stuff lately, too. Yeah, you're right.
Swirling stuff.
Neil Brown and Bob Huggins from West Virginia. Lincoln Riley and Lon Kruger. That's just Lincoln just being a good guy.
No, Lincoln's a good guy, and Huggy's a good guy.
Because I don't know that Oklahoma's been hit super, super hard. Although, it doesn't matter if that your state matter. Is hit. You're going to be hit as a program. Yeah. And then Matt Campbell and Steve Prome from Iowa State. They took the pay cuts as well. So I got ACC also. I got all the Power Fives. But it is, it's interesting that some of these big-name coaches, and that doesn't mean that they won't take one, a pay cut, and, you know, at some time soon. But some of them don't have to because their contracts say they don't have to. It's a choice. They can be asked, and if they say no, it's a no. I was asked if I wanted to at for NFL. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And there's a sliding scale. And they said, you don't have to. They ask all of us. You don't have to. But, you know, the fact is, too. If I don't, and if we don't as NFL media, they said we don't have to based on our contracts, and it won't affect our employment now or in the future. My first thought is, what if?
Yeah.
And my second thought is, dude, if all of us take pay cuts, it can help keep somebody else's job who doesn't get laid off or furloughed from the network who works there. I mean, it's you know, do your part. Do your part to help somebody else out, another team.
And, oh, by the way, help your company out.
Yeah, I mean, no, for sure. But, I mean, the company is going to be okay because they're just going to lay people off. They'll keep their numbers similar. But NFL's taking major hits from advertising. I was thinking, you know, maybe a national, somebody with a television platform, and they're national, and maybe they're not getting hit like us and like the rest of radio.
No, everybody is.
Man, they're getting, their numbers decline was very similar.
Absolutely.
Was very, in terms of advertising.
Of advertising.
Yeah. Yeah. Sponsorship.
Now, the ratings numbers are through the roof.
Well, they were for the draft.
Well, no. Well, the ratings of television, period, are up. Period.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know about NFLs, but the ratings are great if you can sell them.
Yeah, but if you can't sell them, it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's irrelevant.
It doesn't matter. People are watching, but nobody can advertise because they don't have any money. Although we're seeing more and more come back. Like, I'm looking at a Keebler advertisement right now instead of watching golf on Golf Channel, which is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
There is no live golf on Golf
Channel. Turn it on and see. No. I'll bet you they're showing Tiger right now.
Oh, well, so be it. If you have a laptop, you can watch it on your... Don't you have DirecTV streaming on your laptop? Go do that.
No, I don't.
Well, that's a mistake on your part. Whatever your cable company, that you can probably stream it on your laptop. Cable, Dish, DirecTV, they all provide that service.
I'm disgusted with you. I could watch it right there.
Well, it'd be even closer.
Put it on. Let's see.
It'd be HD on your laptop as opposed to whatever the definition is on that crappy
or 18.
TV.
What is it? 219.
I don't watch Golf Channel. What's the channel?
I do. 957 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Come hang with us.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I've got an issue. I went to Kentucky Fried Chicken yesterday for some grilled chicken, a three-piece. It was the worst. They gave me two legs and a thigh, first of all. Who asked for that crap? Secondly, I don't even think it was cooked. It was terrible.
You make some real
odd
choice as far as your chicken's concerned.
Well, I got grilled chicken because I don't want any fried chicken.
Well, don't go to that place then for grilled. I know people like it, but whatever.
It's actually been good in the past.
If you're going to Kentucky Fried Chicken, just go for the good stuff.
So they're testing Beyond Fried Chicken. You see this?
Is that what you had?
No. It wasn't even... I would have preferred Beyond Fried Chicken.
You had Beyond Grilled Chicken? Yeah, of course. Everyone's getting into the game. Can we sell vegan options? And why would they be any different? If Burger King is doing it, why would they be different?
So it's Impossible Burger, but it's Beyond Fried Chicken?
Different names depending on what the company and what they're trying to do. You don't have to eat it. Just stick Stick with your regular grilled.
No, I'm not doing that either. It was the most disappointing meal ever.
Maybe
I'm disgusted with you, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Maybe the people there just had a bad day. You don't really want that to be the case when you're ordering fast food, but it happens. Now, I think it's your own fault for going with grilled. Have you ever had bad fried chicken?
Well, how about if they gave, even if they gave me original with two legs and a thigh?
Don't they price it different depending on what you want?
I don't know. I don't want that crap.
Did you ask for dark meat?
No.
Did you ask?
They probably assume because I am dark meat.
Oof, this is not something I'm going to get into. I think it's well deserved that you got a bad meal because you went with grilled at Kentucky, and next time you go to Chick-fil-A, when you order that basic ass chicken sandwich, if it comes out bad, that's on you too. You're making bad decisions. Don't go to a fried chicken place for grilled. That's all.
Disgusted.
There are places who will make a better grilled chicken because that's what they do. That's just what they do.
I'm not doing it anymore. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm not doing it anymore. Disgusted with Kentucky Fried Chicken right now. Disgusted with them. Can you pull up the Forbes, the best sports cities in America? Do you have so Forbes blocks me? Or do you have?
Why do they block you?
Because my ad blocker's on.
Well, I have to take.
I want to see where Houston fits in.
Well, I have to take it off here too because I put ad blocker on.
Oh, you got ad blocker too?
Let's see.
It won't let you in.
Guess who's number one?
Best sports city in America.
Yep.
Best sports city in America. I am going to say. It is.
Now, let me give you some of the criteria apparently they're using.
Okay.
Championships mean quite a bit from what I can tell as I go through these
Boston.
Lists. They're number one.
Yeah.
Certainly fan base and the history of the teams mean quite a bit as well as I just start going through the list. So you're going to get some of the old standbys as far as cities.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to really shock. Well, one may shock you in the top five, but you're probably going to have a city as I go through the list where you have almost all the professional sports teams as well.
Okay.
So that includes a hockey team nearby or.
Where is Chicago?
Chicago is fourth. Can you guess? I think number three will surprise you. Two is Philly.
Two is Philly. I'm going to say Nashville.
As three?
Yeah. No?
No. We got the Bay Area.
Oh, San Fran?
The Bay Area, that includes Oakland, San Jose, hockey.
That does surprise me a little.
Yeah, total 30 championships. They also list the oldest team.
So this is not by fan base, it's by...
Best sports cities.
Okay.
Like if you're living there, this would be a great city to be.
Oh, I gotcha. So Chicago was four?
Yeah, I think...
Where's L.A.?
I'm still scrolling. They're 10. The top 10, as we have stated...
Why is Philly? They don't win anything.
One... is Boston, two is Philly, three is the Bay Area, four Chicago. Can you guess five? I don't think you'll ever get it.
Five?
Yeah.
Is going to be, can't be Miami.
No.
Can't be Atlanta. I'm going to guess five is Washington, D.C.
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
And it can't be based on championships because there's only three of them. Because they're not including the Lakers ones when they are there. Yeah.
Do they include college? Because that's the only way Philadelphia would get number two.
No, they went with...
With Villanova. How is Philadelphia number two?
See, I didn't get to go through the entire criteria. I just see what's under
their
names.
They don't ever win anything.
They just rank their cities. Well, they won a Super Bowl a couple years ago. But that's about it recently.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look
it's
at...
It's a crap sports city.
Yeah, I'm trying to see why they think... How they rank them, but...
Where's Houston?
As I scroll through the top 10, hadn't found him yet. Because 7 is Detroit, 6 is Dallas after Minneapolis, 8 is Denver, 9 is Miami, 10 is L.A. New York area, Washington 12, Phoenix, Houston behind Cleveland. Houston is 16 behind Cleveland.
16?
Yeah.
That's because of the Texans. Puts right in the middle.
It fits.
Mediocre.
It fits.
It does. That's 16th. Where do you think the Texans figured to be? The best suited to for getting through the coronavirus, for getting through the pandemic.
Houston, the city, 16.
The Texans as a football organization.
What?
Yeah. to make it through the pandemic. 16th.
That ain't a real, is it?
Yes, it is.
Where did you see that?
I don't know. Somebody had a list. Teams best suited to, and it was all the best teams. And it basically listed by how good you are.
Who put that?
Kansas City was first. Baltimore was second. New Orleans. San Francisco. Oh, the Texans were 16th.
So I did find the methodology for it. Forbes' ranking of the best sports cities is based on our fan rankings for each of the four North American professional sports leagues. So Houston kind of doesn't benefit because they don't have an NHL team. Only cities with a team in at least three of those leagues are considered. The assumption being that the city can field at least one team in every league already has a stronger fan base than a city that can only field one. St. Louis people, well, they have two now. They used to have three. So it was based on the strength of your fans in each league. And Houston fell right in the middle. Although I think if Astro fans look at the Texans and Rocket fans go, what are you guys doing? You're bringing us down. Because if we're ranking fan bases as far as exuberance and showing up to a building, Astros, Texans, and Rockets.
Mm-hmm. Watch your filthy mouth about Philly. Guess who said that?
Who, Holly?
Holly.
Holly, we all know Philly is trash. Philly.
Oh, wait. What did somebody commented about Philly lately? I forget what they said.
Well, that would be what was his name? The Baylor wide receiver, Mims.
Yeah, Mims.
I ain't like that dirty ass trash ass city.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Holly from a player's mouth.
Right.
I ain't like that dirty ass trash ass city.
Look, Philly is so bad that they beat the Red Sox They beat a Boston team in the Super Bowl, and people are like, okay, whatever. Like usually Boston is so hated that we enjoy when they lose. Philly won. I'm like, okay, whatever. I guess you won.
We would have been excited about somebody else, anybody.
Yeah, taking out the Patriots.
God.
They beat the Patriots.
I can't root for Philly in anything.
Nah, you feel dirty.
Trash ass, dirty ass city.
What was that?
I ain't like that dirty ass, trash ass city.
Sorry, Holly.
It's
not us. It's him.
That's your team.
And you need wide receivers on that team. And somebody and one of the best wide receivers in the draft.
I ain't like that dirty ass, trash ass city.
Mm-hmm. Big ups to Sam Ehlinger, the Big 12 preseason quarterback, first-team quarterback.
Wouldn't you disagree? You love yourself some Sanders, don't you?
No, Sam deserves it. Sam deserves it.
Will he have a better year than Sanders?
Probably. Yep.
But one of them's going to be if he has a better year than Sanders, how's Sanders going to win the Big 12? I know Chuba's
because
there.
Because he's got a better running game.
Well, but the quarterbacks drive things.
Bigger. He's going to have a bigger season. But Sanders will have a really good year. Chuba is on the list. He was a unanimous. Tylan Wallace was unanimous as well, the wide receiver from Oklahoma State. Samuel Cosmi is the only other Texas guy on offense. On defense, they got three guys. Caden Stearns, who will not sing the eyes of Texas, he announced. Deshaun Jameson, both defensive backs. And Joseph Asai. Those three are defensive guys from the University of Texas. But otherwise, that's it from Texas. But Sam Ehlinger deserves that, right? I mean, nobody else has any.
I guess.
He wasn't unanimous, though. I would imagine the Iowa State quarterback got some. He probably got some love.
Sam has longevity, and he's put up numbers. And Texas, I mean, they beat Utah in their bowl game. He's okay. I mean, I don't see in Sam Ehlinger what other people see. But as far as, I guess, the Big 12 this year,
he's a
good college quarterback. And that's it. I think he's been elevated above that by people, and I don't see that in him. He's a good college quarterback. He's not great. But you look at the Big 12, normally there's an Oklahoma quarterback there. Even an unproven one might have won that award. There's no Oklahoma quarterback with any stats behind him. Rattler barely played last year.
Yeah.
So, not say that Sam won it by default because he's a good player, but...
Well, he wasn't even unanimous. What's the Iowa State quarterback's name?
Brock Purdy.
I would imagine he got some love.
Yeah, maybe Sanders got some, too. I'm sure there are plenty of guys.
Maybe. Since his two teammates got unanimous. Listen, with those kind of weapons, it wouldn't surprise me at all if Sanders doesn't have a huge year.
I can see it.
But I'm predicting... Because Sam's seen it now. Sam's been, it seems like he's been around forever.
Now, well, he's been playing since his freshman year.
Yeah.
Starting as a freshman. And they have a new offensive coordinator, so I don't know if that helps or hurts him. I mean, that Texas offense felt at times like very stale, despite even some of the numbers they put up. So we'll see if the new offensive coordinator helps him as well.
Yep. All right, 7137. No, news of the weird. There's no calling in, so I don't care. I'm not going to give you the number anymore. It didn't matter anyway if I gave you the number because you're so lazy. All you got to do is listen up because next we will have news of the weird right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713. No, I always say that, so I don't have to say that anymore because this is the last segment of the week. Del, did you have a great week?
Yeah, it was good.
It was a good week. It was a great week. You only had to bang the gavel on me how many times? Once?
I don't bang the
Four
gavel.
Four times?
I don't bang it. That's your partner.
Well, you tell him to. How many times did you have to tell him to?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 35.
35 times.
Probably yeah. More, but it was around the 30 range.
It was a slow week.
You're pretty aggressive this week.
So we don't normally take calls in News of the Weird segment, but we got Karen, and we always go to the ladies, right?
Yeah, and as you might imagine, considering the topic that Karen wants to talk about, you might guess where this call is originating
okay.
from.
Let's get Karen in here. Hey, Karen.
Hi, my name's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, yeah.
Good, how are you? Hi. How's Eric?
Who?
So, what do you want to talk about, Karen?
So, my first question is, do you think the Dodgers are going to get punished for cheating?
Well, they haven't. There's been no allegations yet. So I think we have to start with an allegation and then some kind of investigation. So you might be a little ahead of yourself.
Do you know something that we don't, Karen, about the Dodgers?
No. My second question is, do you think the song Deep in the Heart of Texas is racist?
Karen, did you read that or was Eric whispering in your ear to ask the question? As I thought.
Neither of those questions have any validity. So we'll move on from there. So apparently there's a new anti-mask weapon, Dell. Anti-mask protesters have a new weapon. They wear masks that offer no COVID-19 protection.
So they can walk into any place they want and no one can tell them not to. But they do realize
if you're wearing a mask,
you're still listening to the people who are trying to take away your freedom, right?
So why would you wear a mask? Yeah. Because you don't want to wear a mask.
Let me get this straight.
That doesn't offer protection, but yet you're still wearing a mask.
You're wearing a mask to confuse the libs who want you to wear a mask because right. They're afraid that you might give them COVID.
Right.
But your issue is you don't want to be told what to do about wearing a mask. So to own the libs, you'll wear a mask that doesn't protect you at all from the possibility of getting COVID.
Right.
Huh. So how did you win this one? Unless you're looking to make people sick, how do you win this one?
They win. Because guess what? I'm not protecting myself.
Huh. But are you wearing a mask like we asked you to? Yeah, but not one that protects me.
But just if you're going to do that, you might as well wear a mask, right?
No.
Never.
No, you no. I'm going to win this somehow, some way, no matter how stupid I sound.
I heard Joel yesterday, and somebody said, well, I'm not going to live my life in fear.
I heard that, too.
I'm like, oh
fear.
Really? White House press secretary, the hot one?
I don't refer to her as that. Kayleigh McEnany?
Yeah. Apparently, she says the science should not stand in the way of reopening schools.
Now, I love that quote because that the administration itself will bastardize someone's quote to make them sound bad. But she went on to say that this pretty much said the science in this case is in our favor. Now, we can argue how true or not that is, but she found some article where it says some study, I guess, that says school openings won't be adversely affected by COVID. So she went on to say science is in our favor or something along those lines. I would say no, it's not.
Oh, I see. Yeah. She's not saying we're not going to listen to science. Science is actually not not agreeing, but not disagreeing.
It's not getting in our way from doing this. Other people say the science, yes, it is. It's telling you not to do it. But she found a study that says, hey, maybe COVID isn't that big of a deal when it comes to opening schools.
All right. Well, that makes a little bit more sense. You remember the woman that berated the Starbucks barista
and got him paid?
He got $100,000, and she wanted to get paid too, mm-hmm, by a GoFundMe page. Apparently, she didn't make anything on her GoFundMe page, but now she wants half because she was just as big a part of the video that made $100,000. She wants 50 of it.
You know,
It's kind of fair.
No, you're not.
Listen, if you're in the movie too, shouldn't you get paid?
It's not kind of. No, they didn't get paid because it was a great movie. They got paid. He got paid because she was an a-hole. It wasn't like, wow, you guys really put on a great production.
But that's the reason he got paid. So shouldn't the a-hole be paid too?
No, it's not how it works. People can decide what they want to do with their money. And it's not a copyright issue. You're not married to him. You're not the strong woman supporting him. So you get half. People decided they wanted to pay him for his reaction to you. You don't get paid.
That's terrible. So you want people to just work for nothing. Okay.
She didn't work.
She did work.
It wasn't work.
The reason that that's happened, it's all happened, is because of her.
No, the funny thing is there's only one person working. The guy getting all the money. He was actually on the job. She wasn't on the job. Beat it, lady. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you lose this one.
So I'm looking at a video of a couple having sex in a bush, in the bushes.
Is it good sex?
It was, I don't know how to describe it. I don't know. I don't want to put a letter grade on it.
No, a number.
A number. 1 through 10. They're in a bush. I mean, a big bush and a woman, and this is in Russia, came up with a wood plank and just started beating the snot out of him. It is, and she didn't stop.
Ooh, does she have a babushka on her head?
Yes, of course. She's Russian, Del.
No, I'm looking at the video trying to make sure that is a babushka.
Del, she's a Russian woman. They all wear babushkas.
Ooh, he's going to town. And
yeah.
She's whacking him.
I don't think you say that about.
No, she's whacking him.
She's whacking both of them.
Now, yeah, she just took the plank and yelling. She took the plank to her legs.
Yes.
And they're so ashamed, I guess.
They're not even moving. Nothing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She got about 4 or 5 of them in, and then she walked away. I don't know. Maybe they deserved it.
Do you want to live in Portland?
Not if federal officers are yanking me off the street.
So federal law enforcement is using unmarked vehicles to grab protesters off Portland streets, throw them in the car, and let's go. Never to be heard from again.
y'all think we're not like other countries, so when it comes
America.
To stuff? Man.
Uh-huh.
Just don't cross. Just make sure you stay in line. Because if you don't, black van, unmarked vehicle, thrown in a van, we don't know what happened to him.
I'm looking at a picture you don't often see. A cop arresting a firefighter.
Yeah, I saw that.
So apparently they haven't explained it yet.
No, what happened is apparently there's a rule about how firefighters are supposed to park when they're attending to something on the scene. And, you know, normally they'll park at an angle. And their reason is for if we park at an angle and it's not straight on, we can keep people from kind of going one way or the other and maybe hitting someone that on the inside of the car or the inside of the truck. So they park at that angle to protect people. And the police officer said, you're not supposed to park the vehicle that way. You're blocking traffic. If you're not going to have it lined up straight, we're going to arrest you. And apparently he told the fireman to correct it. The fireman said, no, this is for safety reasons. And he got handcuffed and led away.
There it is. And he was detained for about 30 minutes.
Yeah. And once again, that's why you don't hear people saying defund the fire department.
Well,
no one has. You never. You hear any protests about the fire department? Anyone got issues? No.
So apparently, Major League Ballparks are going to be using crowd noise. from MLB The Show.
So will it be specific to those stadiums, or will they just pull generic?
Yeah, I think they're recording fans screaming and like doing names like Yuli, you, and then and they're going to be playing it at the ballpark.
So is it stuff that's already been done, or this something
I think they're
new?
I think they're in process. I just saw a story where they're actually doing it.
I was wondering what type of atmosphere, but that's really so they don't have to pipe in. While it's still
well,
recorded.
This says the crowd noise has been compiled at games over many seasons for MLB's official video game, MLB The That's Show. But I saw another story where they were actually recording people now.
So it won't be generic sound so much as it'll be Astro specific, yeah. Yankee specific,
right?
And that
in your park, which makes sense.
That makes sense.
But it will be okay. So it'll be when Bregman hits a homer, it's going to be pandemonium. But when Judge hits a homer, nothing. It'll just be dead silence.
Well, there's always that buzz of, oh, no. I mean, it'll probably be that. We all, I mean, because there's so many people in the building, so it'll be that.
Like this? How many will they do?
No. Even when people aren't generally reacting to an opponent's home run, there's still a buzz in the building. So that'll probably be what they grab from.
Probably.
Because when Howie Kendrick hit his, everyone was like, oh.
Yeah. Well, that was.
There's still some noise.
Dead silence.
Yeah.
This naked man was arrested. He claims that he did mushrooms with Jesus. Do you think a Kentucky man found naked after breaking into a Kentucky home and explained to police that he had just used mushrooms with Jesus?
I'm going
to
use.
And that they were playing a virtual reality video game together.
I'm going to use your tech. Do you know that he didn't do mushrooms with Jesus?
No.
All right then. So maybe he did. I can't call the man a liar.
I'm not calling him a liar either.
So maybe mushrooms with Jesus is a thing. Now, do you think Jesus plays Call of Duty, or was it a different game?
I don't know what game Jesus would play. Fortnite?
I see Jesus wanting to get out some aggression. I see him as a Warzone guy.
I don't
Call of Duty Warzone.
I think Jesus has a big edge in the video game world.
Maybe he's not very nimble with the fingers.
You don't really?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, that whole hand motion he does to create miracles, it's not a finger thing,
though. Oh, really?
It's not
probably just without even touching.
Nah, I think Jesus likes to do things fair. Yeah, I don't think he's going to
really?
Cheat.
Really? The water and the wine?
That was fair. That's under his power, but I don't think in a competition versus someone he would cheat. You think Jesus would cheat? Is that
what
you're saying?
Two fish and five loaves?
That's not cheating. That's creating a miracle. That's performing a miracle.
That's right. Well, he might be performing miracles
Call of Duty isn't. You don't know. A headshot isn't a miracle for Jesus.
I don't think Jesus is playing Call of Duty.
I don't know that he isn't.
or Grand Theft Auto.
I don't know what
but
Jesus
the bad
does.
Guy's always going to lose, I think, in that one.
But you're kind of the bad guy. You're the one committing all the crimes.
Right. Well, see, I don't think Jesus is about that game. I just don't. Not 10:56. It's over for the week. We will talk to you again on Monday. Y'all have a great weekend, everybody.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Tee it up at...